Welcome to Auntie Kiko's podcast. Enjoy!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first edition of the Clatchit Podcast. My name is Yvette Kikuyu, a.k.a. Amaka, the original, the certified gistmonger. And on this platform, we aim to educate, empower, and entertain through life's crazy stories because nobody has this shit figured out. First of all, sorry, not sorry. I know I ran away and I've been AWOL for some time. But, you know, sometimes life comes at you funny and you're just like, I need to sit in stillness and feel my feelings and evaluate what I'm going through so that by the time I am coming to download it as information or knowledge that I can pass on to someone who's going through the same thing, then I'm coming from a place of wisdom, not from a place of pain. Because everybody's in pain and I'm not here to add more pain to your pain. I'm here to tell you that you're not the only one going through the pain that you're feeling. And I couldn't think of anybody better to start season three with than the delectable, the intellectual, the queen naturalista, the book connoisseur, the meme queen, the one, the only, Momo in the building! Welcome, Karibu, Karibu, Karibu.
I don't even know if that was my introduction, but I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And
and that is just me like giving you your flowers as a person. Please note, I did not describe her based on what she does. I'm not here to validate her professionally. LinkedIn can do that. But I'm here to validate her and give her her flowers as a person. Because, you know, it's so funny, Momo. I was recently in Nairobi for my birthday.
Yeah.
How many years has it been since our Snapchat madness?
Oh my gosh. Guy, has it been, it's been a long time.
I think more than 6 years.
The whole pandemic happened.
Imagine, gosh, we have to try and speak English because, you know, TCP is international. Lakini kuna zile tu lazima zitoke na Kiswahili. Like, kuna ile udaku, you cannot get lost in translation. Hello?
It really can't. But it's been a long time since the Snapchat days. And we have so many people who are always reaching out to us. Where are you guys? What are you doing? So tunawapenda, pia nyinyi, tunawapenda.
Nimekunywa shots na zina zako Nairobi. Amaka wapi Momo? I'm like, in my pocket. Wow. Mbona ulimwacha? You should have come with her. Like you guys, you started off so well. And then you just drifted up. Even that time when you broke up, you guys should have just been giving us content. We could have used it as clout. Do you understand? Now you could have come and then you could have reconciled in a meet and greet.
Our marketing campaign managers, appreciate sana.
We really appreciate. We have had you. And with that being said, yeah, we did a podcast, I think in 2020, that I then posted this year.
Yes.
And it was such a beautiful thing to see that even the information and the content that we recorded 2 years ago was still relevant.
Oh my.
And allow me to give you your flowers because that is actually my most listened to podcast.
Amazing.
You bring the ginger.
I bring the
you
ginger.
You bring the spice.
The spice.
Hello.
But I am still stuck on the fact that we did that in 2020. That was 2 years ago.
Imagine.
Alafu, you posted it this year.
Yes.
So, of course, to other people, it's a few months, but for us, it's been 2 years.
2 years. We were completely different human beings.
So, catch up.
Mm.
So, for you guys, I know it's just a few months, but for us, it's 2 years. So, there's a lot to catch up on.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
I am so excited.
And life has been lifing, but we are here.
Life has life.
Before we even move forward, you know, yes, we have to start with our accredited self-produced jingle. Do you understand?
Grammy Award winning.
Grammy Award winning. Do you understand?
Hey, let me adjust
your vocal cords. Hello. If you are from Snapchat, then you will understand. You will get it.
You know what time it is.
Yeah. Amaka and Momo. Amaka and Momo. Amaka. Amaka. Amaka and Momo. Woo! Oh my God, it still slaps the same. I love it.
Yes! Oh my gosh, guys, I'm so excited.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Amaka. Uh-huh. Tuambe, what has been happening?
My dear, I've been going through a whole phase. And when I say whole face, I mean happiness over everything.
Gosh, I didn't know it was that kind of episode.
Girl, you know with me, you never know what to expect.
It can go either way.
It can go anywhere.
Tunisia, either left or right.
Predictability is not in my dictionary. You know, you cannot shame the shameless. I speak my truth.
Yes,
do you understand?
Girl.
So yes, I've been going through a whole phase. This year, my mantra was just whole, happiness over everything, creating my own heaven on earth. Because let me tell you, post-pandemic, everybody, Momo, is going through something that they don't understand. Something that they know, but they don't know how to get out of or about to get into something that will completely change their perception and perspective on life.
Oh my goodness.
So, yeah, in a nutshell, I think I was speaking to one of my friends, Abu. Shout out to Abu.
We've done
a couple of podcasts with him. Amazing guy. Like his brain, I just like to get in there and just suck out all the juice, no pun intended. Like just get all the knowledge and the wisdom, because he tells it like it is unapologetically. Yeah. You know, he really doesn't care, like, whether you judge me or not, I'm speaking my truth.
Yeah.
And I was speaking to him and I was telling him, like, I don't know why I just don't have the zeal of consistency. Like, I don't get it. Because I start so well and then in the middle I kind of like fall off and I can't pull myself back up. And we were talking and he's like, where do you think this comes from and all that? Of course, him being a psychologist, he has to dig into my brain. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I feel like I'm failing this year because I haven't achieved so many of my goals and what I'd set up for myself. And some, frankly speaking, it's of my own doing.
Okay.
Frankly speaking.
It's not Mercury being in retrograde.
Mercury has been leukosid. Mercury has been in microbraids. Tight.
Yay.
Do you understand?
It's been tight on us. Hey, it's just a treasure in our Mercury. We're taking accountability.
We're taking personal accountability for our own pitfalls.
Yes.
And he was just like, you know, Yvette, the last 2-3 years have been really hectic for you. Unemployment, then the pandemic, then unemployment again.
Yeah.
Maybe this was just your time to just woosa and just let the world carry you.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like you had to go through this phase just to let loose and just be like YOLO.
Yeah.
For you to now come to the realization, hey, that's Spotify money, my friend. Momo, we have missed $100,000.
Yeah, you got dollars.
Girl.
I thought dollars. I wasn't really concerned, girl.
No, at this particular moment, I should be deleting people from my Instagram.
The only
person I should be following is Beyonce. Follows one person followed by 15,000 people.
Exactly. That is what you should be doing right now.
Girl.
But seriously, Amaka, don't you think also, especially after, not even after the pandemic, during the pandemic, everyone was doing something. Everyone was online, you know, doing these things. And, there are certain people who blew up. And then after the pandemic, it was like, oh, you need to be doing something.
Correct.
So all of us needed to, some of us felt that you needed to get online. And you should have a side hustle. Everyone is talking about a side hustle.
Where's the offering box? So, I mean, we always use this line in our podcast. We need an offering box.
Please collect, my sister.
I have never felt the pressure of having a side hustle like now. And moreover, I'm so glad you brought up that point. Because if I'm being honest to myself, I have a good job right now. I work for a brilliant company. But given the option, would I really want to work in healthcare? I don't think so. I just feel like it's an industry that is trying to catapult itself so fast right now in terms of technology after the pandemic. But the kind of people that are within the industry are not ready to adopt because they feel kind of like the technology is replacing them. So I love what I do, but it feeds me and then it starves me at the same time because I feel like in my previous career when I was in recruitment, like I would put in not so much effort, but the results would kind of like have, like the results would be magnificent.
Okay.
And it would multiply, you know? But with healthcare, I feel like I'm pulling teeth. And then the result is not even that fulfilling. Yeah. And I get it. Probably it's because I'm also working for a startup and everything. And I'm enjoying it, but it's not giving me that fulfillment. And for a very long time, I was trying to make it work on my terms. Okay. And it wasn't. I can't control an entire industry in an entire country. Nope. And I realized that The reason those times when I would post when I would post TCP during this year, that would give me joy. Mm. So I would substitute whatever lack of satisfaction I was getting through employment by pushing my podcast.
Okay.
And that would fulfill me. And then now when I took that break, oh, emptiness. Now it's
like you had to focus on this thing that was soul sucking.
Yeah. Girl.
Yet.
Girl.
Paying them bills. Let's be honest. Let's be.
Buy the Balenciaga and the Doir.
The Lancome.
The Lancome. Do you understand?
Please, let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
It's soul sucking, but at the same time, it's paying them bills.
Yes.
But also, I feel like there's a bit of us, again, I'm going to mention the word duality.
Oh, girl.
Aki na kwambi, what seek me land.
What?
My friend.
Copacetic. Oh my. That's mine. Oh, copacetic.
Hey, copacetic duality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is, I think it's a thing with adulthood that now you have to learn that there's this balance between, does your job really feel your soul or it's soul sucking, but at the same time it pays the bills. But then you have this thing that is fulfilling, but society makes it seem like that thing that fulfills you needs to be making you money as well.
Offering books.
So now, to hapo where you're like, you're turning that thing that you enjoy into this, you're trying to make it a money making machine.
Correct.
And so it stops being fun.
Hey, God.
Okay, it just stops.
Who sent you?
The Lord.
Who sent you?
It's the Lord, honey.
I am walking among spirits. Some people are in a spiritual realm because it's like you're inside my head.
I have to get in there, you know?
Get in there, girl.
So now we're making our hobbies, these things that we love, these things we enjoy, into money-making endeavors. And so now they're tiring us because during the day our souls are being sucked.
Correct.
You're coming home to try to make this thing make you money that you enjoy, and it's not enjoyable anymore. So now you have to take a break from one. You can't take the break from the one that's buying you Lancome.
My friend.
So.
My friend. Bills have to be paid.
Bills have steamer.
Yeah.
The lights have to be on.
Unajua venye Dubai inaweza kukutema kama hujalipa madeni. Dubai will literally eat you and spit you out. Dubai is not a place to be broke, my friend.
Don't remind me when the pandemic happened, sitting at home jobless, kuna madeni, my friend.
My friend.
Simu inalia unasikia ni kama.
We?
Hey, my phone would ring. I would literally get a panic attack because people are calling about them bills, honey, and you don't have any money, honey.
Black tax is waiting for you.
Alafu iyo watu wa nyumbani, people from home calling you. Hey, sijui unajua pia haka corona kametupereka.
Atujakula nyama miezi tatu, tunangangana tu hapa na boga. And you're supposed to send money because you're the one who's in Dubai.
You're the one who's in Dubai. Na Dubai, unajua pesa inamwagika. You just walk and money is just on the ground, honey.
And as in, we're in a desert, but money is growing on trees in a desert. Wow. Ata hizi miti jenye tukoraza pa ni fake.
Nani fake.
Na muna expect ziangushe madoila.
Ziangushe madoila.
Doila.
Exactly.
Wow.
$100 bills.
Hello.
So it gets tough. So you have to let go of that, of one thing. And unfortunately, it becomes a thing that fills your heart with joy so that you can keep the soul sucking endeavor.
Correct.
And that is tough.
Very tough. And you know, now for me, what I did is I now shifted my energy, and that little time and effort that I would then invest in the podcast,
yeah,
I invested in enjoyment.
Hoin.
Hello. Happiness over everything. Hello. Na kuambia mwaka nimeingia kwa club zote. Karibu ni hang kwa mashandalia na maspika.
Ni wewe ndo umeshikiria pa shaker.
How are you dealing with your emotional trauma? I'm shaking my ass in the club till 6 in the morning. And we will pick the problems at the door of the club when we are exiting.
When we are leaving.
Yes.
That is actually, shaking your ass is also therapeutic.
Girl, and the ass looks good.
Yes. Hey, I'm seeing it. I can see it. Hey, kamatako. The matako is matako.
The matako is matako. What? You know, this life is just one momo. You have to give yourself joy.
Exactly.
Yes.
You really, really do. Because it can get really tough. Mm. Honestly, just being as frank as possible.
Mm.
The past 2 years have had their ups and downs.
Mm.
And it can be very, how do I put it? It can be very hard for you to truly look at your life and say, oh my gosh, this is how life is, and to truly be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how you're feeling, reaching out to the right people. It can be tough, especially if you don't have that network of people who love and support you and you can be yourself with.
Oh, be yourself.
Unajua kila mtu hapa Instagram, everyone on Instagram is shining.
Ah, everyone is living perfect lives.
Everyone is a Grammy Award winner.
Hello.
Kila mtu win awards.
Everyone is a superstar. Everyone is a queen.
Kila mtu ni influencer.
Hello, welcome to my channel.
Welcome to my channel. Hey, alafu wewe uko tu hapo. Wewe uko tu.
You're just there.
You're just there.
Others are living, you're existing.
And I mean, it just becomes quite hard to also relate to, maybe relate even to your friends now.
Correct.
You don't even have someone to talk to be honest with, to be frank with.
Mm.
And I think at this point, especially also in my life, it's so important for me to be around people who I can be myself around.
Mm.
And I can tell them, hey, this is how I'm feeling right now.
Mm.
This is what I'm learning right now.
Mm. That's it. And also on that point, I think one other thing that perhaps we negate a lot is that sometimes the inner work needs you to retreat and do it on your own. Because, you know, as a human being, there are those things. There's this thing that I learned in therapy called the Johari window.
Okay.
So it basically divides your life into four quadrants. Mm-hmm. So the first quadrant is like what I know about myself and what I want you to know.
Okay.
And then, of course, I don't see myself. You know, a lot of people don't realize that your whole life, you never see yourself. You just see your reflection.
Oh.
You can't see yourself.
That is so true.
So there are things that you can see about me that I don't see about myself.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
And then the third quadrant is the things that I don't want you to see that I know about myself.
Yeah.
The hidden ones.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one is the unknown. You don't know it, I don't know it. Life is what will make me discover it.
Exactly.
So most times what people do when they go through a challenging situation or a trying moment is they focus on the second quadrant where they're looking for validation from outside.
Hey, okay.
And the work has to start from inside. Mm-hmm. And then unfortunately, it is dependent on the circle of friends that you have at that moment. So perhaps these people, I think they're seeing me in a certain perspective, but no, they're probably seeing me in a completely different light.
Exactly.
So if I seek validation from them, it's feeling like, why is it? The math is not mathing.
High math.
Mm. But then if it comes and verbates from you internally, then you give out that energy. Then naturally, you will see how the universe responds to you. But you cannot start with the universe. The universe is busy.
Yeah.
Very busy. Will the universe be thinking about Ukraine and Russia or about your feelings?
Kuna mambo mingi, monkeypox.
Have you heard it has now been rebranded to Mpox?
Mpox?
You don't know we are living in cancel culture? They said that...
They've cancelled monkey.
I'm telling you, monkeys have been going through it. Since that boy with the H&M sweater, I'm not here to validate anything. Please don't misjudge me. Oh, racist people, don't come and say, oh, Yvette, you're... No. This cancel culture is just going a bit too far.
Oh my gosh, we definitely have to talk about that because I think it's just becoming crazy.
I don't understand.
Okay, Dirisha Johari.
Yeah.
We
have to start with
Johari
you.
Has said, Johari amesema,
yes.
Unanza na wewe.
You start with you.
With self.
It start with self.
Alafu now you go to the world.
Exactly.
Not starting with the world.
Exactly.
While everyone is being cancelled right now.
My friend.
And then?
This world we're living is confusing. Very confusing. I miss when things were just simple, black and white, right and left, up and down.
Yeah.
Now, why is it up? And why the up cannot be down? And why is the down not upping?
And who said what is up and said down? What?
Thank you.
And I'm just like... Thing.
I don't know. I'm not really sure if I'm ready to, let alone me myself, navigate this world, but to bring a child into this clusterfuck right now. Excuse my French.
There will be, I don't, that is such a scary thing to think of.
And I agree.
Think before this, we had a chat about all of this.
Yeah.
It's just crazy thinking about bringing another being into the world, especially what is happening right now. And not only what is happening right now, but also what we have to deal with individually.
Correct.
Just, you know, touching on everything that we've been talking about today, it's just, there is, we have our own childhoods to think about, mm-hmm. our upbringing, mm-hmm. navigating life, mm-hmm. navigating friendships, relationships, work, you know, soul-sucking jobs and everything.
Thank you.
Alafu now, the world, the way it is, bringing a child into that, and it's like, guy.
Wow.
Parent, where do parents get the time, honey?
Girl, do they have like more hours in a day?
I was reading a meme that said, imagine leaving your job and then coming home and you have kids.
Wow. There's so much depth in that, that
as in,
if you don't get it, forget about it.
Forget about it. Those who get it, get it.
They get it.
I mean, kudos to all the parents out there.
Shout out to you.
Guys, sometimes I leave work and I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't even want to talk to myself.
Thank you. Momo, do you know why I have black curtains? Because sometimes I just come home, I don't even want to switch on lights. Mm. I just want to sit in darkness, put my phone on D&D. Mm-hmm. I just want that stillness.
You just want quiet.
And then let my demons spiritually attack me slowly, and I decide which ones to ignore and which ones to deal with.
Exactly.
And then you're telling me in the middle of that, I'll have someone shouting, mama, mama, mama.
And you have to cook. They have to eat.
And they will tell me, oh, mama, I saw this on TikTok, and I have to explain what someone in Alabama...
Someone in Alabama.
In Massachusetts.
You can't even say the name. You can't
Thank
even
you.
Pronounce it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have to consider
that. We have to consider that.
Exactly.
And then umeona venye homework zai system pia iko.
Guy, nimesikia huyu homework ni juzi ni you are all being tested.
Juzi. Beshiangu, mtu yewege weka mna homework. Wambe wambe watafte chukuni. Chukuni ni ants.
Chukuni.
Ants.
We have to try to get one of them.
Remember what after ants, ladybirds, nah, there was something, worms.
Guy, tu shatwa hizo wapi?
Na tunaishi kwa flats. We don't have a garden. CBC.
Munaishi satellite.
My friend.
Top floor.
So Mimi, I come from work with my demons.
Yes.
My soul has been sucked. And then this is the wahala that is waiting for me. Chukuni. Na ningoja nyumbani. I should look for ants. Not sure how I should package them for them to survive to get to school the next day.
Oh, another thing. Remember how watoto ula kumpoka ga homework? Kifika sane. Sayangulala. Oh, by the way, mom.
Mom, have you read my diary? You need ants. And ladybirds.
Na mume kapo mki watch.
Thank
beba
you.
Beba.
Beba. Njoro wa uba.
Aka kumbuka gay, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Tukona homework.
Tukona homework. Chukuni. Wow.
Na boss, by the way, unajua kuna report unafaa kutuma pia.
Thank you.
Yeah, so.
Mi kusema ukweli hata Dubai nimesha mwaga sukari siku kadhaa. Sijai ona chukuni zimekuja.
Thank you.
So hata, I'm just trying to understand. It's kama ingekuwa zile siku za Zoom classes.
It's, guys.
Tungetua chukuni wapi?
COVID. Tuko hapa lockdown.
Lockdown. Na tutafute
na
chukuni.
Na ukitoka unajua unashikwa na polisi hapa chini. Fine.
Yes. Hey, mothers. Hey.
Parents. We honor you today.
This is a moment of silence out of respect and reverence because please. I really don't know how you guys are doing it, but you're doing it, so shout out to you.
Shout out.
What?
Chukuni gang. Chukuni gang gang.
Gang gang. And I'm just trying to understand, how is this supposed to... Where is the educative aspect of this chukuni? I don't get it. I really don't get it. Like, what about just like teaching emotional intelligence,
exactly.
Teamwork?
Because, and this is the thing, the world has changed so much from the time that we were kids. And there's so much that kids need to learn about navigating life. I think we have learned that there's so much we didn't know.
Correct.
So it would be important to have that in today's education.
I agree.
To teach kids about managing money,
emotional intelligence. Say it.
You know, being able to stand up for yourself.
Confidence.
And, self-esteem.
Can you imagine?
Especially these things. Sexual education.
Thank you.
Please, our daughter will do easy vitu.
What?
Some of us didn't even know. We had to find out through life, right?
At least them, they're lucky.
Yes.
They have YouTube. But they have TikTok. They have Instagram.
Thing. That's a good thing, but also it could be very dangerous.
If not managed correctly, it's more toxic than it is beneficial. Do you understand?
I've been reading about how young kids. One of my friends is, you know, one of my new friends is a teacher.
Hey, new friends.
So she was telling me about how today's kids, especially the kids in her classroom, are learning about sex through the internet. And of course, there is pornography, which is now what how kids are learning about sex.
Correct.
And the young boys, of course, they're learning about, you know, it's more violent. The sex that they know about is violent. It's not about...
The basic about is not interesting anymore.
Exactly. It's just not. And also, you know, how they think sex is about, it's about, you know, how do I put it? Overpowering a woman. It's about power.
Dominance.
And it's not about something that you share between a partner. It's not that
the intimacy. Pleasure aspect has lost its value.
It's lost its value. It's just about, you know, just...
It's actually really good because I was also, I stumbled on an article. I have this app called Medium. I think you should download it as well. So you, when you download it, it asks you to pick like topics that interest you. Ooh. And then every day it sends you a notification with an article in line with those topics.
Nice.
And me, I love the way technology works right now because it already manages my expectations. It says... Yes. We've gauged your reading capacity because like the first few days, the AI studies you.
Okay.
So it says, okay, so we sent you this article and we saw it took you 4 minutes to read it.
Oh.
So it will also start to recommend, this one doesn't like long articles. Mm. So it recommends short ones.
Interesting.
And then the article was basically in the lines of how first base and second base doesn't exist anymore.
Ooh.
You remember us, like when the boy just kissed your cheek, my friend, you would be flailing for days. Hey, when your mother used to tell you, oh, when it touches your breast, say don't. When it touches your special place, say stop. What if it touches both? Don't stop.
Life is hard, no? Don't stop.
Don't stop.
Don't stop.
Do you understand?
Exactly.
These kids are no longer kissing, cuddling, touching. They're just going straight to the main act.
Mm.
And that's why it's lost so much value because like been there, done that. Okay, so now what?
Yeah.
I want two girls. Mm. So now what? Like the number of kids who are below 20 and have had threesomes.
Guy, I would not want to touch you, girl.
My friend.
I'm sorry, I'm not judging. If that's your thing as an adult, great. But it's just... They're rushing.
Really rushing. Like,
rushing.
I was also watching another podcast and the lady was talking about like, don't jump phases in your life.
Mm.
For example, I've been in relationships where I wanted to post that man all the time. Like, I wanted to show my love, everything. You know that relationship. If you know, you know. And now, like, I really don't feel the need to.
Yeah, you don't
because
need to.
I've been there, done that.
I'll take pictures at KFC.
And give us a tie, give us a watch, a leg, an arm. My friend, we have internet stalkers. They will go and fix him like a puzzle. And they will come and say, oh, I'm coming to you as a woman. This one is so-and-so's husband.
I noticed the watch, the way he placed his watch.
His hand.
And I know that he bought that watch in... Hey, guy.
My friend.
My investigators.
My friend. Nobody FBI. Works overtime like a woman looking for information. And she will not rest until she finds it.
So true.
Ah?
So true.
Chesa.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, yeah, they were saying, like this lady was saying, like, whatever phases you're going through, own it, embrace it, and go through it.
Exactly.
Because now even the things that would tickle my fancy during that relationship, my needs have grown. Like, I'm a completely different human being right now.
Exactly.
You know? But at the same time, it is like, is there like too soon to get it? Because like I'm thinking, I'm seeing a 19-year-old carrying a Birkin. Does she really understand the value of that Birkin?
Mm.
Do you understand? So at 25, what would you be doing to impress this girl?
Mm.
And that is even not coming from her own hard work. Maybe she has a blesser.
A blesser.
Nowadays they're not called sponsors. They're called blessers. Wow. Do you understand?
Wow.
A blesser has now come and changed her life.
Mm.
She's carrying that backing. She doesn't even know how to carry it with the confidence that the backing deserves.
Exactly.
Because she hasn't morphed to that level to know, but because social media is shouting, gra, 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 this is what you need. This is what makes you stand out in society. And now she has it. Next.
Exactly.
What will you do?
Oh my gosh. And it just plays into, there's so many themes that are coming out from that.
Mm-hmm.
Is of course, you know, rushing seasons of our lives or not going through certain seasons of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fact that relationships now have become very, you know, it's all about the materialistic side of it.
Transactional.
What can you give me?
Okay, this
give
is me.
I give you.
Yeah, if you give me, I give you. Hey, money stops nonsense. Okay. Do you understand? So this is where I've reached myself.
Yes.
What value are you adding to my life?
What exactly?
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So to this man or to this woman, because sometimes it goes vice versa. I think most times we kind of categorize the sugar babies as women. There are sugar baby boys who out here.
Sugar baby boys.
Boys who are being kept by women. Ooh. Hey, if that's your flow, come on. No
do
shade,
your
no
thing.
I,
do your thing.
But use wisdom. Exercise the small wisdom way there for your brain.
Okay.
There's a reason why you have a brain in that head and you have 2 ears and 1 mouth. Mm-hmm. So use the wisdom. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So I feel, yes, relationships have become very transactional. And then what that has done is that nobody is connecting on an emotional level anymore.
No. No.
Zero.
And it's, I don't know, I think it now goes back again to our, to just talking about how a lot of people are not being raised by the internet.
Mm.
Sorry, that. Sorry, guys. I was so far away from the microphone. I'm sorry.
We want to hear your beautiful voice, please. I beg. Caribbean.
No, not to say that. But I think it boils down to again us being, you know, the younger generation being raised by the internet, and of course they're seeing. I don't know if it's millennials who are pushing this, but it's all about what can you do for me.
Correct.
You know, if you love me, you buy me a Birkin.
True.
If you want me, you'll take me to Dubai.
Hello.
If you love me, you're going to get me in a private jet. So it's seeing this. And I can imagine if I was like 15 and I'm seeing this being pushed. You know, rappers rapping about getting that Birkin. You know, I see someone on the internet, the birthday gift is a Range Rover.
Pause. Apokwa rappers singing about Birkins. You know, it's so funny when Takeoff passed away, right?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Takeoff. And there was a very controversial conversation that was happening on Reddit.
Mm.
And he said he created the lyrics and he died by the lyrics.
Oof.
And, you know, if you're someone who is listening to respond and not listening to understand, you'd automatically say, oh, why are you talking about the dead like that? Blah, 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 blah. He was such a legend, an enigma. His rap group did this, that. But if you listen to understand, it actually says they were singing about strippers, guns, shootings. Everything was, it was beautiful violence that flowed.
Oof.
Do you understand? Because rap is basically rhythm and poetry.
Yeah.
But why are we not, where are the Talib Kweli's of our days? Do you understand?
Yeah.
The Nipsey Hussles of, you know, like that rap music that kind of like, jolts you into, yes, I can do it.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be ass, boobs, bags,
BBLs,
BBLs without LLBs? Do you understand? I don't understand.
Exactly.
And then when he dies for something so mundane, like, I don't know, he lost a bet or something like that, and then he was shot.
Crazy.
Like, you're literally, you underestimate the power of the tongue.
Woo!
Literally, you lived by the gun, preached by the gun in your lyrics, and look at your ending.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You cannot plant tomatoes and expect onions.
That is so true. But that is so true. And I fear for, you know, if I was to be a parent and to bring a child into this world and how the world is right now, it's a bit different. I'm trying to be
polite.
Hopeful and polite at the same time. It's a bit different, but at the same time, it's also just going back to this education. What are those ants called again?
Chukuni.
You know, chukuni gang. When you're going back to this chukuni gang society. And they just don't know how, I don't know if they do know how to navigate life, but it just seems to me like we are not really coming down to the core of what society would really need in order for us to progress forward.
True.
So if all we're talking about is Birkins in the music and you know, give me, I give you, you know, transactional relationships, and we're really not being vulnerable. Mm. We're really not, you know, going back to Dirisha ya Johari.
Thank you.
We're not really knowing ourselves.
It's true.
So it's just a weird space we're in.
Yeah, and I feel like this is the first time, and probably I'm speaking this from a place of lack of knowledge. Mm. But before, I started knowing generational differences probably in my 20s.
Yeah.
That's when I came across the boomers, the this, the that, the millennials.
Mm.
But now, already, a kid who's 13 is telling you, I'm a Gen Z. Do you understand? So we've already created a gap
between
the two of us.
Mm.
So now when they accelerate and they do all these wild things, automatically they disconnect from us because they're like, you will not understand, you're not from our generation.
Yeah.
Vis-a-vis when it was our time, we really looked at it from an age. Age came with respect. Mm. Age came with wisdom. You wanted to drink from the well of that wisdom.
Yeah.
But now it's like, oh, sorry, honey. New levels, new devils.
Exactly.
You can say shit. And now if you try to stifle that process, then you're the one who gets cancelled.
I can't. Hey, cancel gang, gang.
Na machukuni zako.
Working hard.
But yeah, like I'm just, I really don't know. Like sometimes, like before I even leave my house, I just have to like,
deep breath.
Yeah, am I really ready to face the day?
Mm.
And it's the lack of connection shows up in so many aspects of our lives. Like yeah. I remember before, maybe my internet gets disconnected because I forgot to pay on time. I would call and shout at that person, and that person would take it and understand, ah, this person is just being a typical customer.
Exactly.
But now I have to fight with a machine.
Hey, Eva.
I can't even release my frustration.
Do you want to talk to Eva?
Do you want to talk to Eva?
No, I want to talk to a customer care agent.
I need to talk to a human being, not to a machine.
Eva, press one.
Yes.
Eva, tumechoka.
Ah, we are tired.
Oh my gosh, don't even remind me.
Yeah, the day they posted Eva arrested in peace, I was like, hallelujah.
Hey, was like, kill that. I'm so sorry. Kill that bitch.
Na hata siende purgatory, straight to hell.
I hated Eva with all my fucking heart.
I'm telling you. Like, I want to release my frustration on somebody. Exactly. And I know this person is trained and equipped to take my bullshit.
Yes.
Even though sometimes you can be going through that customer care call and you're like, makosa ni yangu.
But ni mimi nili switch off. Nikasahau ku switch on.
You know? But because at that time, you've already come with that temper.
Unasema tuendele.
How will you now release that on a machine? On Eva.
Eva Kotopo, press what? I did not understand your request.
And then now on top of that, my accent. And me, the kind of person, I can twist my tongue to be able to sound more eloquent when I'm speaking to people from different places.
Exactly.
But when the anger kicks in, the black girl magic is there by default.
Collect me to customer care
as soon as immediately.
I did not understand what thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. Done.
Eva,
and you know, at least sometimes even when you choose to disconnect with the customer care, he will call you back.
Exactly. I think we got disconnected.
Yeah.
I did not understand your request.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Tit. You're done. Now I have to walk with all that frustration during the day.
Back to your soul-sucking job.
Thank you.
Okay?
Soul-sucking
job.
So I'm already starting on a negative.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
It's a wow.
Anyways, what a time to be alive.
What a time.
Besides all these crazy things that have been happening, let's not focus on the negative that we cannot control. Because me, Vets, I have one mantra. This year, I just said, I cannot come and kill myself.
Mm.
Do you understand? AUC versus ABC. Areas under my control versus areas beyond my control.
Thank you.
Those ones that are beyond, let them stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me focus on what I can handle.
Yes.
I'm only one person now. Mm. I cannot come and die.
Yeah, that is so true.
So let's talk about the good things that have happened this year. Like, this is a roundup of 2022.
Ooh.
Of course, we are not where we were in 2020. So more like random, and you can take some time to think about this. You don't have to answer it immediately. But if you were to summarize 2022 in one word, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, it's like I need a second.
No problem.
Imagine if you career.
Think about it. Tag your braids. Tingiza akili kidogo. Tingiza akili.
Unajua nilishukua braids jana amenikaza kichwa.
Nakwambia.
Sio nakwambia.
Imeshikia nerve endings.
Nerve endings mpaka hata akili haisongi mbele. But if I was to summarize 2022 in one word, it would be, how can I? That is
you don't have
words.
To put it in one word. You can just, my friend, life is already too complicated.
Come back. I would call it was a comeback, you know, and it's funny that I would say comeback because I'm still not, it's definitely not a comeback to where I was before, because I definitely don't want to go back to that chick.
Girl, that bitch is dead.
That bitch is dead.
And buried. Akoko kando ya Eva.
Yeah, na Eva.
Wana kulua uko na chukuni.
Chukuni gang gang.
Gang gang. Fresh manure.
Fresh manure. Yes. Car for chini.
Yes.
Die, bitch.
Die, bitch.
But it's a comeback to myself and who I'm. I know that I've been created to be. Mm. So I can say that that is how I can call it, how 2022 was for me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had one word, Amaka.
Which is quite similar to what you're going through, because mine is rebirth.
Woo!
I feel like I've shed so many skins this year, so many expectations. You know, sometimes when I used to be an addict of self-help. And I realized at some point I was doing what the self-help asks of me without reflecting if it's good for me. So it was just like, oh, this profound people are saying, Sadhguru are saying, do this. I don't ask myself, does it fit with where I am right now? Do I need to feel this pain so that when I grow from it? No. Immediately, I want that to be a remedy.
Okay.
And that showed up in one aspect of my life where I realized I didn't grieve my mother enough. When she passed away, because I was so hell-bent on picking myself up and going through that journey. And then come 2019, 2020, when I now went through the unemployment phase, now when everything crumbled, that's when I grieved her. Because now I was down. I was like down in the dumps. Like, I can't go lower than this.
Now you have to face yourself.
Now I have to face myself. So now coming back, I've shed a couple of skins and I was having the conversation with you for, I'm not the bigger person anymore. I used to be the girl, oh my God, for peace to reign. Exactly. There's no need for you people to be fighting. Just
when
go
they go low, you go high.
My friend, we are digging for crude oil.
The best men.
Thank you.
Hey, when they go low, we take it straight to hell.
I am digging for crude oil. And mine is even worse because it is with a dash of silence. By the time I'm done with you, you'll be Googling how to stop crying.
Kai.
And to be honest, I'm just like, I was actually denying myself. And there's some relationships that I've lost.
Yeah.
There are some that I know that are in transition.
Yeah.
Because sometimes as you're going through that self-evaluation journey, not everybody is in the same car as you, so they're not moving at the same speed.
Exactly.
Maybe me, I'm in a Ferrari, you're in a Kia Picanto.
Mula mimi niko kwa Picanto, sisi kwa nini,
Lamborghini. Sorry, I apologize.
Okay, thank you.
It was proverbial, I apologize. But you see, so we are not at the, we cannot run this race at the same pace.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And then also, I've realized if you don't self-heal, you will spill on the people that you love.
If you don't self-heal, you will spill
on the people.
Amaka the rapper. Rhymes on rhymes. Hey. If you don't heal,
you will spill. And you'll spill on the people that actually love you, not the people that caused you that pain.
Wow.
So now I've just accepted that healing is not linear. There are days where I wake up, I feel complete. There are days where the pain feels like it happens yesterday. Wow. And it's okay. We go going. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think with grief, it's just you don't get there. There's no there to get to. It's
correct.
Just learning how to navigate.
I like that. There's no destination. Someone said like grief is like a malignant cancer. Like sometimes you don't feel it. You feel like you're having a good day. Okay, today it's not disturbing me. Mm-hmm. But deep down, you know it's there. And you know, I don't know if I've said this before, and a lot of people think like society is kind of framed to prepare you to deal with those dark days, but it doesn't teach you how to deal with, for example, sometimes I'm having such a great day at work, I sign a big deal, or like, for example, when our podcast hit 5,000 streams.
Wow.
And I'm like, who is the one person I would have wanted to call who would have understood me without me explaining myself?
Yeah.
So it is those moments when I'm winning that the grief even hurts deeper, because I'm like, I have no one in my circle or my corner. And then I understand I have friends and everything, but you know, like with your mom, it's unconditional love. So you expect that they can put everything aside. Now, if I want to report it to my friend, I have to first go to her Insta stories. I'm like, hey, maybe today is not the day.
Oh.
The kind of memes she's posting, she's not in that mood.
Exactly.
But you still have that desire of like, I need to share this joy.
Yeah.
So those are the moments that those self-help books cannot prepare you for.
They can't prepare
you understand?
For
and
that.
It's just the journey that, as Yohari said, you have to first look inside before you look outside.
Oh my goodness.
Yep.
That is so interesting that you would say that, you know, especially, you know, being in your situation where, you know, you want to share certain things with your friends and then you don't know if it's the right time.
Correct.
You're also trying to check that and to be like, will this is this person in a good mood today? And those are not things that you have to think about with your mom.
Correct.
You know, you just pick up the phone and
it's
call.
It's muscle memory.
You know, it's like, boom, mom. Yeah. You know, you don't ask
guess
your mom,
what?
Is my mom okay? Is
she?
You just call her.
Yeah.
But I also see, you know, and I really, really, you know, I love and respect how you've navigated through this. And,
Thank you.
I really, your strength and your resilience through this is so admirable because, you know, of course, knowing Auntie Marianne, she was, for the people who are so blessed to know her.
Oh, God.
She was sunshine. You know, she was just sunshine. So...
Oh, God.
And so I know for you to want to celebrate yourself, I know the first things that Auntie would say would be, I'm so proud of Kiku, you know?
Mama's decided we are crying.
So I really love how you navigate through this with such vulnerability.
Thank you.
And honesty. And you're not forcing yourself to be in places where, you know, you know you're not ready and you admit yourself that you're not.
All right.
And I really love that.
Thank you.
But one of the things that I want to share with you is if you want to share your joy, share your joy. Mm. Because sometimes I know it can reach that place where you're constantly checking if it's the right time to share with your friends. Mm. And then you start to now not celebrate yourself.
Very true.
Because your number one supporter is Aunt Marianne and definitely was your biggest supporter, I know. She's not there. So all of a sudden, if you can't share it with her, you're looking at your friends, it's not the right time, then all of a sudden you let that joy
But just I'm blessed.
Pass.
I'm very blessed because it's weird. Like, you've said one key word, which is vulnerability.
Yes.
And I feel like even with my friendship, I was just having this conversation with my bestie Grace the other day. And we also kind of admitted to ourselves there was a time where we were faking. Like we were very superficial, top layer. Do you understand? And those were the times now where I would have those hesitations.
Yeah.
But we broke that and we were like, this is my truth. This is my nakedness. This is my good, bad and ugly.
I love that.
And I still choose you.
Yes.
And that also taught me, like, I somewhat feel like sometimes we put so much, I don't know, strain, effort, power on romantic relationships. If you ask me right now, Grace is my soulmate.
Oh,
like, she's the kind of person, immediately when I say hello, she'll already know, oh, Kiku, today I need to be strong for her. Yeah. Or when I say, hey, she'll know, oh, okay, today she's in a good mood.
Oh,
or
gosh.
She'll already see my stories and she's like, ah, this one, what's a learning party? Udaku, at least, nimchangamishi.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But we had to go through that unraveling, that dirt, that murkiness to get here. And we are still in the murkiness, to be very honest, but now we're not in the murkiness alone. We have each other.
Gosh.
And I say that we put so much pressure on romantic relationships. You want that man to be, first of all, he has to screw you like a porn star. He has to provide for you like an investment banker. He has to secure your future like an insurance provider. And then on top of that, he has to be your best friend for life.
Exactly.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
He has to understand you without even talking. Like one person a big.
One person. And it is called the poverty eradication scheme. I've just learned. This man needs to be a poverty eradication scheme.
P.S.
Hey!
Wow. Hey. One person.
Men are doing it.
Without even factoring in what he's going through.
Mm.
And one thing we know for sure, men are really good. You know them, they know how to separate.
They do.
The EQ from the IQ. Ours, they always like intertwine. But for them, they can separate. So you'd be seeing this man, he looks noble, he looks decent, but deep down, you're working with the spirit.
Chukuni gengeng.
Gengeng, deep.
I mean, honestly, before we are called, what is that word that now women are being called? Pick-me's.
Pick-me-itis. Pick-me-itis. Hello.
Hello, pick-me-itis. It's not about being a pick-me. It's just about, as adults, we're reaching that point where we have to truly be honest about how we feel. Because if you're honest about how you feel and where you are, you can also be able to give other people grace.
True.
And
this was actually my biggest, this was actually one of the biggest talking points in our last podcast, where it said that, and I feel like now I can tie it into what you've said. Now that's where, when shit hits the fan, that's where now we extend the grace in our romantic relationships, because you're like, oh, maybe nimekuja na expectations.
Exactly.
But then in most cases, we don't extend the same grace in our friendships, because we're expecting, just because you have boobs and hair and, you know, you can a birth canal, you should understand me as a woman.
Exactly.
Not knowing that we've come from two different walks of life.
We are
dealing, besides me being in your life, I have a complete other life that I cannot explain to you that I'm trying to navigate, and you don't give me that same grace.
Exactly. I love the fact that you said that grace is your soulmate. It reminded me of this show I was watching. Oh my gosh. So it's a K-drama. I had a K-drama.
Imagine I haven't gotten into K-drama. Which one do you think I should start with?
Ebu itabidi tu ni kufikiria a good one.
Yeah.
But the one I'm going to suggest to see watch. So anyway. Sioni kama ita. Yeah, you know.
Bado.
So it's called Familiar Wife. Was it Familiar Wife? Yes. I think it was called Familiar Wife. Anyway, so it's about this lady who unfortunately passes away.
Okay.
And she died and she left her baby and her family and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's on the other side and she requests to come back.
Oh, wow.
So she comes back. And of course, the way it is set up, it's more or less like, oh my gosh, her husband. Because her husband never really dealt with her loss. He just went through life, you know. So it was always like, oh my gosh, what if her husband sees her? Because she came back as herself and she had to hide. And it was like, what if he sees her? What if he sees her? And the funniest thing was that the one person where the show like really hits hard, who finally gets to see her, is her best friend. It wasn't really about the relationship she had with her husband.
Oh, wow.
It's the sisterhood that she built with this woman.
Grace, I'm coming to haunt you.
And it was truly like, I loved, there's a statement that when you just said, I just felt like, oh my gosh, that's beautiful, was she looked at her best friend and she said, this, my whole, you know, the death had been hard on her because she was her soulmate, you know, and she no longer could be with that other half of her, which was actually her best friend.
Correct.
And it was like, oh my gosh, as women, you know, relationships, you know, romantic relationships are great, especially I'm talking in terms of unajua saizi kuna lazima distinguish straightness na
my friends.
Unajua sitaki to exclude our other friends.
Oh yes, Team Rainbow, we are here for you. Since you people decided to take the whole alphabet, we will not even try and abbreviate. We will just say Team Rainbow.
Team Rainbow, we are here for you. So at the moment, I think we're being a bit biased.
Yes.
But you know, relationships between men and women it's great, it's amazing. But then our female friends, nina exclude all asoksema. I cannot connect with the women.
I only have male friends. Wow.
Please. Good. Mimi nitadil na nyinyi badai, by the way.
I'm coming.
I'm coming for you very soon.
Yes.
Just wait.
Yes.
But our female friendships, I have come to learn, they're so, so important.
Extremely.
They're extremely important. And I've had to also look at myself and how I have viewed my relationships. And, I was sharing with you, Amaka, earlier, is that in my childhood, I learned not to trust. I learned not to trust women because I always felt like, you know what, this is all fake. What you're showing me is fake.
The other shoe is going to fall off soon.
Yeah, why are you being so nice to me? You know, this is all fake. I can't trust you. Or I have to hide the full side of myself. I can only show you this because that is
what I'm willing to lose.
That is what I'm willing to lose. And then the other side, I am not willing to share that.
The Johari window.
Hey, huyu window wa Johari.
Hey, Johari alikuwa. Hey, alikuwa hapo gengeng na machukuni.
Machukuni tu chunguliaring. So I've this year especially, I've had to look at myself in a more realistic way, just be very realistic with myself and ask myself, where is this coming from?
Mm.
Where is this, you know, lack of trust coming from?
Mm.
Because in a way, yes, you know, I learned not to trust other women, but in reality it was because I was actually taught not to trust myself.
Oh. No, so, we need the offering box. Kazi kwako momo.
In a bit.
Yes.
So because, you know, I was learning through my childhood not to trust myself. Like I could not trust myself. I could not trust my intuition. So now I'm throwing that onto the world. I'm pushing that onto the world, how I'm relating with other women. And it's only because it was coming from within.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, as I taught myself to truly listen to myself, to truly trust myself, that I know what I want. I know what I need. I know I can trust myself. I know that I have my best intentions at heart. Then I'm more open,
correct,
to being around women and making those and taking my friendships deeper.
And you'll even realize now that you've come into that energy,
yeah,
automatically without you even doing anything, it will cut off anybody who doesn't match that energy.
Exactly. And that's
and it will attract people because energy introduces you before you even say anything.
Oof. What is that word you taught me today?
Copacetic.
No.
Which one?
Ine, our low
game. Pack rock. You have to have pack rock. Do you understand?
Yes.
You have to tell yourself, last, I know go carry la.
Hey, it pack is rock. I,
often imitated, never duplicated.
Hey.
Hello. Thank you. You have to have pack rock.
Yes.
Because you can't give from an empty cup.
Ooh, I love that. Yes. And it's so funny you would say that because one of the most beautiful things happened to me, mm-hmm. you know, recently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I've opened myself up to, you know, certain friendships, I remember just a few days ago, actually, you know, a friend that I made over the past 1 year just called me and she was like, I just wanted to tell you that I really miss you.
Oh.
You know?
You know, when people start with that sentence, I'm just like, what do you want?
Exactly.
You always have that.
Exactly. Yes. You have that expectation of, But then she was like, she told me, I was talking to my husband and I was telling him that I really miss Mo. I really miss her. And she picked up the phone and she was like, Mo, I miss you. And I'm like, I miss you too. And she was like, oh, that was it. Bye. That was it.
That is the post.
And it really just touched my heart.
Correct.
Because, you know, I also had to come down and realize and be honest with myself is that I haven't given other people the chance to show me that side of friendship.
Correct.
I've always given it, but it has always been on my terms.
Of course. You had put a cutoff mark.
Exactly.
It's like living on an emotional budget.
Exactly.
I'm not willing to spend beyond this
point. And if I do, it is on my terms. I am going to do it. Because now this is what I can give you, but then I'm not giving them a chance to give me that friendship back.
Or you're giving it without, I know expectations suck, but even one thing I've come to realize in life is like, sometimes giving is like planting a seed.
Mm.
Deep down in your mind, you just say, God, I'm extending grace.
Yeah.
And I hope that when I need it most, it can find me.
Ah.
Because sometimes you give thinking that that is the person who will give it back to you.
Exactly.
I was in a situation where Yvette, I'm a lover. And I love, like, if you're in my heart, in my spirit, ask my exes, you go enjoy.
Wow.
If na love, I'll go suffocate you, die.
Jesus.
Do you understand?
Are you all hearing this?
Right?
Yes.
And then I kind of tried to teach this person how to love me back. Mm. Because at the end of the day, you don't know me from Adam. You are not born with my name on your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the universe brought us together. The energies have connected.
Yeah.
And now we have to find a symbiotic way of existing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, this is my love language. And I kept giving with expectations. Like, why isn't he trying to learn me the same way?
Yeah.
And then came 2020 when I now lost my job during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a guy. And this relationship was just one of those relationships where I was like, I'm not even looking for my spec. I'm not even looking for my type. I just need a companion.
Yeah.
And shout out T. I know you're going to listen to this.
Oh,
Hey, T. And this guy was there for me And it felt like I'm harvesting all the love I'd given before.
Wow.
And then it all came full circle because it made sense in that in my previous relationship where I was the giver, the guy was there for me during mom's death, right? And then this guy now lost his dad during the pandemic and he couldn't travel and he couldn't do anything. And that is when I realized, my friend, this entire life is an infinite loop.
Yeah.
The same energy you received when your mom passed, you too, you have to give
it
back.
You have to give it back.
You have to give it back. It came full circle.
Yeah.
And it was like second nature to him. Like, even you don't even have to ask or tell. Even if you're not together, I know you're not employed right now and bills have to be paid, so I'm happy to help. And it felt like, wow, Navuna, I would have expected that to come from that guy.
Yes.
But look where it came from.
Yeah.
So that's why I say whenever you do good, sometimes it's important kukumbusha Mungu.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my friend always said, sometimes when I need something from God, especially, he said, when you have those prayers when your period hasn't come. And you're like, God, I beg, I beg, I beg. I'm not going to do them again. God, I beg you. I will carry the condom myself. That time God is just looking at you. That's the time you have to kumbusha Mungu. God, the children's home I supported, oh heavenly Father. The 10%, oh heavenly God. The village people have educated. God, I beg you, bring my period. She's like, up on the yo kumbusha Mungu.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So in the same way, Miss Kumbushi Mungu, but I just tell him, Iye nye nimefanya Mungu, I know nasema tupatiane kiro safi. I'm just saying, ile time nye nitai need na wota jua, nirudishie.
Nirudishie.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. And I really like that.
Yeah.
Just being able to give that because... I think we touched on that previously, that how we are more forgiving when it comes to our romantic relationships than we are with our
female friends.
Mm. And I think it's also when it comes to our female friends, just being able to give, being able to wholeheartedly give to them.
Correct.
You know, because what we're going through, sometimes we don't look, you're going through something and you think that your friend anakatu amekwa tu
pause. Yeah, yeah.
They're just on pause waiting for you to call them. And then you tell them your business. Asipochukua simu.
I had a jibu. And then next thing they post with another friend. You're like, oh, okay. There's a new sheriff in town. Wow, mtakosana tu.
Mtakosana tu. You're not knowing that people are, they also have their own lives.
Correct.
And so extending that grace to them as well.
Mm.
And not just looking at them like, hey, na vile ile lasemu lini call. Na mimi nilikuwa hapo. Mini kikukolo wezi chukua simu.
Thank you.
Hey, when people are in your circle, but they're not in your corner.
I don't know whose circle has a corner, but anyway, but no that, problem.
Hey. But they're not in your corner.
Yes.
So I it's also just extending that same grace to them.
Mm.
But I've definitely been learning that, especially this year. Just friends. Your friends are... At the end of the day, some of them will be, they'll go through life with you.
True.
Until the end. They will ride with you till the end.
True. On that beautiful note, we're going to come to an end of the first episode of season 3 right there. Oh my God, this conversation was just everything and so much more. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to the first episode of TCP season 3. Yay, we back. We have to chop Spotify money in 2023. No slacking 2023. That is the mantra. But because I understand it's December, everybody's out for enjoyment. Time is of the essence. I'm not going to chop your bundles anymore, but thank you so much for tuning in to TCP Season 3, Episode 1 till this far. And we will continue with the conversation. Trust me, it gets better and juicier moving on from here. And I cannot wait to share this with you next week. So see you same time, same place next week. But until then, stay true, stay you. This is Auntie Amaka signing out. Peace.